This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. Chinese President Xi Jinping meeting with U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson in Beijing, with the two discussing various issues, including the situation on the Korean Peninsula and U.S. President Donald Trump's visit to China later this year. Following their talks, Tillerson revealing that the U.S. side has been in direct contact with North Korea, despite the two sides not having any official diplomatic ties. This is Tillerson's second stop in China as Secretary of State. He's also held talks with State Councilor Yang Jiechi and Foreign Minister Wang Yi. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang suggesting the Chinese government is taking steps to try to share development opportunities with other countries. Li Keqiang making the suggestion while addressing a reception at the Great Hall of the People on Saturday ahead of National Day. Chinese President Xi Jinping, along with other senior leaders, taking part in that event as well. China's Central Bank announcing a targeted cut to the reserve requirement ratios for commercial banks. Banks which provide at least 1.5% of their loans to small businesses, startups, and agriculture will have their reserve requirements cut by 0.5% next year. Commercial lenders whose loans in these areas cover over 10% of their business will be eligible to have their reserve requirement ratio cut by a full percentage point. Observers saying this should allow for an additional 700 billion yuan to be added to the lending pool. The National Bureau of Statistics reporting the manufacturing sector has expanded at its fastest pace in more than 5 years over this past month. The Purchasing Managers Index for September coming in at 52.4, up by 0.7 last month, hitting the highest level since May of 2012. Officials attributing the expansion to improving demand both at home and abroad. Robust consumption of food, beverages, and clothing ahead of the 8-day National Day and Mid-Autumn Festival holiday also contributing to the performance. The non-manufacturing sector through September also increasing at its fastest pace since mid-2014, with non-manufacturing PMI coming in at 55.4. China's central bank saying that it will extend its fight against money laundering and terrorist financing in non-financial sectors. The People's Bank of China also warning that such sectors as real estate, intermediary services, and jewelry sales are at a relatively higher risk for such illegal business. Bank also starting to monitor and analyze some of these sectors and will work with relevant government departments in this regard. A 5.4 magnitude earthquake hitting a county in Sichuan early on Saturday afternoon. The China Earthquake Network Center seeing the quake striking at a depth of around 13 kilometers. No immediate reports of casualties. The county of Sichuan, one of the hardest hit areas in the devastating May 12th earthquake in 2008. Turkey opening its biggest overseas military base in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu. More than 10,000 Somali soldiers will be trained by Turkish officers at the base. The opening of the military base said to be a sign of the growing ties between Turkey and Somalia. Turkey's government has been moving to try to reconnect with East Africa. The Colombian government and rebel forces belonging to the National Liberation Army officially entering into a new ceasefire agreement as of this Sunday. Head of Colombia's last remaining rebel group ordering its fighters to stand down on Friday. Ceasefire will initially last until January 9th, but can be renewed by mutual consent. This year's European Digital Expo underway in the Estonian capital Tallinn. E-government, 5G technology, and cybersecurity said to be the focus of this year's event. EU estimating that more than 1 million people each day, the victims of cybercrimes in Europe, costing the EU economy as much as 3 trillion euros every year. It's been suggested that as many as half of all businesses operating in the European Union have been the victim of cybercrimes at some point. Cargo train service connecting Sichuan's capital, Chengdu, and the Czech capital, Prague have been launched. Cargo services between the two cities will take 13 days. Prague becoming the 7th city to be linked with Chengdu. Cargo service, part of the Chinese government's Belt and Road Initiative. Renowned Chinese composer Yi Shaogang has teamed up with the Royal Scottish National Orchestra to present two concerts in Scotland. China Story, the Songs of the Earth, said to promote a mix of cultural tradition and modern Chinese life. Shows have been put on in Edinburgh and Glasgow. Since its premiere in New York in 2013, the China Story concerts have been staged in Britain, Germany, India, and Costa Rica. Series now shifting from Scotland back to Germany, with the next performance scheduled for Berlin on October the 10th. More than 1,000 people taking part in an international martial arts festival in the northeastern Chinese city of Dalian in Liaoning. 5-day Dalian International Martial Arts Festival kicking off on Saturday. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.